You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hello and happy Friday. It is Friday, July 17th, 2020. Here with your weekend edition of the Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights Podcast. Final episode on the week to take you through the weekend. So let's get into the day's news and a couple of different insights and trends to keep your ears happy over the weekend with some financial news. Here we go. And here we are with your Friday edition. Pretty flat Friday in the markets as we head into the weekends. Dow Jones slipped 0.2%. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both saw 0.3% gains. The NASDAQ was the only major market to close in the red this week, at least as far as U.S. markets. Tech stocks remained skittish on Friday following a missed earnings report by Netflix Thursday evening. They ended up falling 6.5% today. Amazon had its first down week in 11 weeks as well, and they closed the week with a 1.2% slide, while Microsoft pulled back 0.5% and Apple was 0.2% in the red. Twitter stock rebounded on Friday to a share price of $35.81, which was up 1.5% on the day. This is following the Twitter Bitcoin hack that took over the accounts of prominent figures like former President Barack Obama, Bill Gates, Kanye West, Elon Musk, and others. The hack happened yesterday, and for a deeper dive, we'll be actually going into that later in this episode. So stay tuned for that trends report. The U.S. coronavirus cases continued to increase by 2.1% as per reports, which was up to over 77,000 from Thursday to Friday, and that brings us to 3.61 million total cases in the United States. California also announced that most of the state's schools will be ordered to go remote to kick off the 2020-2021 school year in the fall. That wraps up today's summary, so hang tight. Word from our sponsors. We'll be back in just a moment. And that wraps up the weekend edition of the Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights Podcast. We will be returning on Monday. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we will be back on Monday. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.